I'm Dan Item. October is Fire Prevention Month across Tennessee, and Jeff Huddleston with the Tennessee Fire Educators Association joins us today. Now, Jeff, you're all about trying to stop fire-related injuries and deaths before they occur, correct?
Absolutely, and one of the things that I tell people all the time is, you know, a lot of people are surprised when I tell them the top three causes of fires in Tennessee, because the top three causes of fires in Tennessee are men, women, and children. If it wasn't for us, a lot of these fires wouldn't happen. And, you know, cooking is rated as one of the top causes of home fires in Tennessee. And but it's not really just cooking, because people cook every day. It's that unattended cooking is what happens. It's when we leave it alone, and then it gets out of hand, and that's when we have a problem. And same way with smoking. Smoking is considered one of the highest causes of fire deaths in Tennessee,
right.
But it's not necessarily smoking. It's that careless smoking that causes the problem.
Well, Jeff, obviously you're all about education, and you've
right.
been out there trying to spread the word. Is it working, I guess I would say, as far as people getting the idea, or I'm sure, as usual, lots more work to be done?
There's lots more work to be done. There's different avenues that everyone's trying to take to see what's going to work better, and we're just now getting into the months where we typically have more fire deaths in the cold time of the year.
And it seems, Jeff, we cover a lot of the same things each time we talk, but folks always need to be reminded. Let's first start in the area of smoke alarms. Talk about the importance of smoke alarms and kind of the general idea of when we need to change those batteries, test them, that type of thing.
Right. The smoke alarms, I mean, are such a crucial part of your home safety when it comes to fire, because for such an inexpensive product, it adds 50% of your chances of getting out of a fire alive. And anything that can increase your odds that much. I mean, you talk to someone who plays the lottery all the time and you say, hey, if you just did this, you would increase your odds by 50%. People would do it. And so when it comes to your life, we should definitely be thinking the same way. I mean, anything that could increase our odds by 50% of getting out, we need to make sure we have working smoke alarms in our house. And, you know, a lot of people do have smoke alarms, but when you go back and check, some of them haven't been tested in ages, and batteries are dead, or batteries have been taken out to put into other products, or because of nuisance alarms. There's just so many things, but the smoke alarms, they need to be tested every month. Put a little button on them, push them, let them activate, test those every month. And then batteries in most smoke alarms need to be changed twice a year. Now, there are some out there that have long life batteries, and they'll say that on the alarm. It'll say that it has a long life battery. Those, you don't have to change out twice a year, but the best thing is looking at the manufacturer's recommendations on the paperwork that comes with each alarm that you buy.
Jeff, I know a lot of times we hear too, coming up, still a few weeks away, but with the time change, and maybe that serves as a great reminder to, even if you don't think they need replacing, go ahead for your safety's sake to replace all those batteries in the smoke alarms.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a great reminder, because, I mean, we're all so busy and got things going on that it's easy to forget these little devices up on your ceiling. It's really easy to forget those, and that's a great reminder. That was a great program started years and years ago about change your clock, change your batteries, and that was exactly what it was intended for, is to remind everybody to change those batteries.
Jeff Huddleston, and as kind of a reminder to me, Jeff, I know my wife and I often talk about, boy, we really should buy a fire extinguisher. We live on a two-story home for the, you know, main floor and the top floor, and also maybe even one of those portable ladders in the unlikely event of a fire. Is that both things that you think should be common in every household?
Absolutely, and it all falls into an escape plan and having an emergency plan in your house and knowing what you do need and when you'll need it. And, you know, fire extinguishers, yes, they are very important. At the same time, you know, knowing when to use them and when not to use them, when to take the chance on, you know, if the fire is already so big and it's spreading, a lot of times you're putting yourself in extra danger, taking the time to try and use it. So a lot of times you're safer trying, you know, going ahead and getting out, calling 911, let the fire department handle it, rather than doing that. But a small fire like a wastebasket or something, you know, a stovetop, something like that, if it hasn't spread beyond that, that's a good opportunity to use a fire extinguisher. Now, fire extinguishers, I'm always telling people on cooking fires, it's going to make a big mess. It's going to make a mess that you're going to have to clean up your whole kitchen after right. you use one. I mean, it's going to save your home if you get the fire out. But a great alternative to that is making sure you have a lid that fits a pot that you're cooking with and have it handy, because all you need to do is take away the oxygen for that fire and it's out. So if we can just put a lid on a pot and save all that mess of using a fire extinguisher, it worked just as well.
Jeff, you mentioned calling 911 in the event of a house fire, but maybe this could serve as a good reminder, too, to get out first, then make that call, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, you know, at nighttime, make sure, you know, if you've got a cordless phone or you've got cell phone, make sure it's by your bed at night. And that goes for any emergency, you know, not just a fire, but any emergency. Make sure, you know, when you plug your phone up at night to charge it, like I always plug mine up at night to charge it, it's on your nightstand within reach for you at the bed, that you can grab it and go, and absolutely get out before you call 911. And even if you get the fire out, like if you do use a fire extinguisher or whatever, and you get the fire out, you think it's out, still call 911. Let the fire department check it out. Make sure you didn't have any fire extension into places that you can't see, and make sure it's safe before you go back in.
Jeff, earlier you mentioned having a fire escape plan and all that's involved in that. I'm sure that's the kind of thing that families kind of need to go through a little rehearsal every once in a while, don't they?
They do, at least a couple times a year. And, I mean, I encourage it, you know, make it fun for the kids to do a fire escape plan, you know, especially if you've got small, you know, just school, right at school age children. They think it's a lot of fun to practice these things. And if you make it part of your everyday, like, okay, we're going to the grocery store, we're going out to get in the car, but what we're going to do is we're going to take our escape route out of the house, we're going to meet at our safe meeting place outside, then we're going to get in the car and go. And do that maybe on a once a week basis, or going to school, let's all meet at our safe meeting place outside, then get in the car. That just reemphasizes that in those child's minds, to where they remember that's what they're supposed to do.
Another area that I definitely want to cover is this time of year when it gets a little bit chillier out, and people break out those space heaters, and that can be a problem as far as starting fires in homes.
You are so true. The space heaters, you know, right there in their name, that tells you right there, space heaters, they need space. You need to have at least 3 feet around a space heater to give it room. Don't let anything get close enough that it'll get too hot. And never placing, you know, a lot of people come in the wintertime and placing things on heaters and vents and things like that to warm them up or dry them out if they've been out in the cold and wet. And you know, never placing anything on a space heater. But just, you know, that, and even just if you don't use space heaters, having your regular heating system serviced every year is crucial. I mean, it's very, very important as far as if you have a gas heated system, checking your system to make sure for carbon monoxide. I mean, there's a lot of other hazards out there other than just the fire hazard. And then cleaning chimneys if you still burn real wood, you know, making sure chimneys have been cleaned and serviced.
Jeff, another area I want to touch on, too, is we're really not too far away from the holidays, and 'tis the season where we break out the Christmas lights sooner than you think here. It's right around the corner, and also the use of candles, and talk about some tips in those areas.
Yeah, the candles especially. I mean, right now, people that do recognize Halloween and celebrate Halloween, candles are a big part of that, and, you know, jack-o'-lanterns and things like that, and we have to be very extremely careful, especially with all those kids in those large, loose costumes that are sometimes flammable. So we have to be very careful with the kids and the candles. And leaving candles unattended is probably one of the biggest hazards. It's, you know, candles are normally pretty safe. you know, especially if you keep them in an oversized holder that if they tip over, they're not going to go anywhere, and it holds. If they melt all the way down, you're going to hold all the wax. You know, they're normally pretty safe items, but then you got to take into consideration, do you have pets? If you have a dog, cats are real curious on things and, you know, want to tip things over a lot of times. So you have to be really careful if you have pets and leave candles along with them.